Frustration.
Pain.
Sickness.
Barrenness.
Disease.
Recession.
Lack.
Poverty.
Failure.
Despair.
Darkness shall cover the earth.
Gross darkness to people.
But the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee.
So, cheer up. Rejoice.
Your change has come.
God sent forth his word.
And that word healed them.
And delivered them from all their destruction.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into God's healing and restoring word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Inside and outside, glory to your name. Worship him, give him a shout. Bible says the shout of joy and victory shall not depart from the tents of the righteous. Leba baruka pasika karianda balakabaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's exciting to be in God's presence. It's really exciting. In his presence, the Bible says there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Walk up to three people and tell them it's good to see you again. Make sure you're smiling. Greet your enemies. Greet your friends. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's good to see wonderful faces. We are the victorious ones. Hallelujah. We are the victorious ones. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, every time we come before God, I need you to know that we're not just doing a ceremony that makes us excited. Are you following me now? We're not just doing church and getting excited. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit. It says, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is emancipation. There is liberty. For you are bigger than what we say. Say. You are bigger than what we say. You are bigger than what I say.
Say.
You are bigger than what we say.
Say.
Say. You are bigger than what I say.
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 Hallelujah. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and this opportunity to worship in your presence. Thank you for your word, your ability to build up our spirits. Thank you because your word does not fail. Lord, we thank you for the confidence that we have in your word. Just hold the hands of your neighbor and begin to pray in the spirit, can you? Hold the hands of your neighbor. And pray in the spirit. Zeka brada gada balada ba kum breste brada kate balada ba rata kata bregade balada ba uska. Edify your spirit, man. This is how we are built in his presence. Leba kaprande kate bregade balada ba kurasa kabai. Mabosa sika paria katai. Manda brande kaboska paria dai. Melt in every mountain of unbelief. Setting our gaze on the ability of the spirit, looking beyond the flesh and the limitations that come with this system, looking up and above and unto he that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask. Let faith rise in your spirit. We pray because we are the victorious ones, empowered by the energy of the Spirit. There is a working of the Spirit in us that causes us to look beyond the unseen. In the name of Jesus, we have the ability. We are not ordinary. God lives inside of us. We're in partnership with the Holy Ghost, advancing the frontiers of the kingdom of our Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, pray in the Spirit. This is part of the meeting. You are being built. You are energized. There is a working of the Spirit that melts every sickness, that melts every oppression of Satan. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the anointed of the Lord say so. Let the blessed of the Lord say so. Let the victorious of the Lord say so. Let the generals of the Lord say so. Rapaka proseketa, lembraba seprosa sibarai, rapaskibara. In him we live, in him we move, in him we have our being. Generate energy in the spirit. Lekapada rabakose pregenebelebos, rapapa koso sotupa. But ye belong, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself, builds up himself. In the name of Jesus, we set our gaze on Jesus. We set our perception beyond the limitations of this world. The ability of the Spirit is at work in us. We refuse to be limited. We are a strong family. We are unlimited by the power of the Spirit. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, it has not come into the heart of any man, that which God has revealed unto us. Make sure you are praying. This is part of the service. It's a season of great grace and glory. Great grace, great favor, great enablement to do beyond our capacity, to stretch beyond boundaries. Break forth from the north, the east, the south, the west. There's grace for enlargement. We are strong like Mount Zion. We cannot be shaken. Fix our gaze on Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith. I am victorious. Hallelujah. 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 In 1 minute before we sit down, I'd like you to prophesy to yourself and say, I'm victorious in this life. I'm victorious. Come on, prophesy. Come on, pray. Speak it. Above sickness, I am victorious. On account of what Jesus has done upon the cross, oh, I am victorious in this life. I look beyond every limitation. I am above. Come on, pray. This is a season where there must be a performance, a manifestation of the word of God, a manifestation of the ability of the Spirit in you. I am above. Above this system, above this realm, I refuse to be limited by the power of the Holy Ghost. I refuse death. I refuse sickness. I refuse poverty. I refuse the world, the flesh. I am above by the Spirit.
Hababakorasika. Rando soso pariata. Yes, I'm above. Let faith rise. Koinonia, the place of intimacy, the place of prophecy. Prophesy, saints of God, God will not fail you. I know my God is alive. I know my God is alive. Over your life, He's alive, energizing you to be relevant in the kingdom. For saviors shall come out of Zion, and they shall trudge the mount of Esau. We are fulfilling prophecy, fulfilling Obadiah. Saviors shall arise from every tribe and every tongue, every continent, every nation. Saviors shall arise. Prophesy, I arise. The great light arising, breaking free from every limitation. Faith rise in your spirit. Shekabaria Dakosa. This is the victory that overcomes. This is the victory that overcomes. Even our faith. But the path of the just is as a shining light. Shines brighter. In spite of every limitation, shines brighter. Shines brighter. Paco Barriata. Hallelujah. Listen, friends, I need you to understand that we have a vision in this place. The vision is not just to celebrate people inside and outside. The vision is not just to show the excellence of the kingdom. I need you to realize that we have a vision, and that vision is to bring everyone into a place of intimacy where you know the Holy Spirit, where you understand His voice, and to bring you to a point where you are equipped with the knowledge of the kingdom. The Bible says He gave unto some, He gave apostles and prophets and teachers, pastors and evangelists, for the equipping of the saints, that they, the saints, will do the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. And so, it's not just for us to jump and shout. You are supposed to become something under this atmosphere. And if after a period of time you do not become it, we have failed. Are you listening to me? It's our goal that everyone understands the system of the kingdom. That's why for us here, your spiritual advancement is not when you become a pastor. That's not the proof that you are growing. Is how much you are growing in intimacy with the Holy Spirit, and you are equipped with the ways of God, the principles of the kingdom. I've always said it here. The Bible says He made two great lights, one to rule in the day and the other to rule in the night. And the Bible says the entrance of thy word giveth light, that light to rule in the day. As the word of God comes, it comes to equip you so that you will rule and reign. and legislate on behalf of heaven. He said, thy kingdom come. Let your governing influence find expression in this sphere. And we are these saviors that God is training and raising. We are on a mission. I need you to understand. The mission is bigger than E&I. The mission is bigger than Koinonia. The mission is the kingdom of our Father. Hallelujah. And so every time you come, I like you to be sensitive. If all you want to come and do is just come and see friends and hear the next rhema and see the manifestation of the Spirit, as good as that is, we will seem to be successful by the ratings of the world. That's the rubbish that goes on. We rate success in ministry by parameters that are unknown in the realm of the Spirit. But we are in a time and a season where the quality of men, you see, let me tell you something. Leaders do not maintain followers. They raise leaders and champions out of people. Leadership is not about maintaining followers. Our pride is not that we become gods in this place and have people come pray for me. Our pride is to see that the least of us become as great as David.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
Prophesy the glory is the season.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the glory of the Lord.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the favor of the Lord.
The favor of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the knowledge of the Lord.
The knowledge of the Lord is risen upon me.
So I arise and shine. And the glory of the Lord,
the glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
Oh, I arise and shine.
I shine, my light is gone.
And the glory of the Lord,
the glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
Hallelujah. Breathe upon us tonight, oh God. Lord, we are tired of religion. I pray that this will not just become a ceremony. Let every flesh be crucified and let Christ alone be lifted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Once again, it's good to see everyone. Wonderful faces. Hallelujah. Before I begin ministering tonight, I'd like to invite one good friend. He has not told us Happy New Year. Mazi Prosper, appreciate him, please. He's coming up to tell the whole house Happy New Year. Good to see you.
Amen. You know, they always talk about the shoe. John the Baptist said, Jesus Christ sandals he cannot untie. The shoe is putting me inside, I cannot walk with it. I have to drop it here also. I want to say a very big thank you and Happy New Year to all my house and my friends, my well-wishers, my fellowship members. You know, there's one thing I love about him. Anytime I come into Zaria, I have a wedding tomorrow. So I told him I'm coming to fellowship with us. He said, you have to be here. And I want to thank God for all the co-ministers. When I saw them on their suit, it reminded me of the suit I'm going to wear tomorrow. That's why I didn't wear my own today. So I'm blessed by your suit. I'm encouraged. In future, I'm going to be wearing this one. Then before I go, I want to say this. This is our resumption time, you know, time of resumption. Anytime I remember my days in school, it used to be funny. You know, when you resume from school, resume back to school, your pocket is full. I would advise you, sow your seed in church and carefully invest into your stomach. In the way school resumed, the way people cut things from hostel is so amazing. There is strength, there is money. From hostel, you'll be hearing, granos! Granos! Bring me 5 and 4 sugar. That means money is in the pocket. But when semester begin to reduce, middle time, nobody shout again. Money don't reduce, your voice will reduce. What they'll be hearing is, granos! Granos! 2 and 1 sugar. Then during exam period, when the thing is no more there, the only thing you have is your transport. Nobody shout again. What you hearing? One, no bring sugar. I want to say very big thank you. I love you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's always fun with Mazi Prosper. Hallelujah. Don't worry, this is the semester and the session that you'll be smiling even during the exam.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mark, let's go to the Word of God. I want to salute all the men of God in this place. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Thank you so much for fellowshipping with us. Great servants of the Lord, serving in His vineyard. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I trust that the Lord will cause His word to prosper in our hearts. And I want to challenge you that this is the year and this is the season where you must make up your mind to put the word to practice. Hallelujah. It's not enough to hear the word. It's not enough to hear Rhema. The end of every revelation is that you apply it. It must become part of your life. Hallelujah. It must become part of your life. Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. Are you there? If you are still looking for the book of Mark, we are going to punish you. And the punishment is you will listen to all the Koinonia messages for last year. Because we shared a lot of scripture. So you will keep turning until you are used to the Bible. How many of you know that when you study the Bible, there is an intimacy between you and the Word? That when they say open to the book of this, in your mind you have opened there. We used to do a program when I was in secondary school called Sword Drill. I know some of you don't know it. What do you mean you know it? How many of you? Some of you don't know it. The only thing you know is, well, this is a good year. I'm your friend. Let's not go into it. Hallelujah. Mark 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Can we read it together? One, two, read. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm doing a teaching tonight titled Conquering Cosmos. Hallelujah. Conquering Cosmos. C-O-S-M-O-S. Conquering Cosmos. And we must understand the system of the world. God is equipping us. You see, the greatest tragedy in Christianity is not that there are unbelievers or people who are not serious with God. It's that there are so many believers who do not understand the vision of God, the agenda of God, the heartbeat of God, the plan of God. Many believers think that the ultimate desire of God is just to get souls saved and then prepared for heaven. While that is very good, that is not enough. Hallelujah. A few others, especially the Pentecostals and the Charismatics, go a step further and they believe that all there is to the journey of faith is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And then others feel that when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, then you know you're right. Then you buy a car and wear a nice suit. And that's the proof that you're growing in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
But we've been establishing the fact that God has a need. Say after me, God has a need. And God has an agenda. We did not just appear in space. Hallelujah. Just escorting people. And can I tell you something? Right now that we are in the generation of rediscovery, everybody, we are rediscovering our talents, we are rediscovering purpose, we are rediscovering the giant in us, the lion in us, the beast in us for other people, the antichrist in them. Everybody is rediscovering all kinds of things that is locked up inside them. Hallelujah. We need to realize that purpose is useless until the kingdom is understood. Are you following me? The concept of purpose, the concept of destiny is useless until there is a correct understanding of the kingdom of God. How that the kingdom of God is not just a religion, it's not a movement. Jesus didn't come as one of the movement or one of the founders of a movement. He gave us a system, a kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And so Mark 15 says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world. The word there is cosmos. The Greek word is cosmos. Now cosmos talks about two things. Number one, cosmos talks about the social environment, talks about the people. Cosmos. Are you following me now? It talks about the people, humanity, the inhabitants upon the earth. Number two, cosmos talks about a system of government, a system of rulership, a system that shapes the mind. It controls the mind and the ideologies of people. Are you following me now? And so cosmos doesn't just talk about the people. It talks about both the people, the social environment, and the system that shapes their mind. There is a system that is existing in our world today that informs the way we behave. Are you following me now? Informs the way we talk, informs our priorities and our passions. Years ago, the things that we uphold today as priorities were not priorities. Is that correct? Years ago, there was no GSM. Right now, if your phone gets missing, you almost feel like dying. You were alive and doing well without the phone. So there are certain systems. It's an order that seems to have control. It governs the mindset of people and territories. And Jesus said, go into cosmos, both the people and the systems, and do something. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, can I tell you something? I believe in soul winning. Ministry of great men, Billy Graham, Reinhard Bonnke. But evangelism as we know it is only part of the gospel. That's not all the gospel. Are you listening to me? The gospel is a value system. Are you listening to me? It's an ideology. It's a mindset. It's a value system that seeks to enthrone Jesus as Lord. Are you following me now? When we talk about the gospel, good news, a value system, a mindset, a state of being, an understanding, an alignment of your mind and your spirit that brings you to a position where you understand government and authority, where Christ is Lord. Are you following me now? Not many people have taught this in church. We graduate people from Bible colleges, they learn about prosperity, they learn about marriage, they learn about ministry ethics, but they do not learn about the culture, the life, the value, the gospel of the kingdom. We preach different kinds of gospels, but Jesus came with a single gospel. He called it the gospel of the kingdom. The word kingdom refers to every environment and atmosphere where the governing influence, the life, the culture, the values of the king is enforced and permitted to find expression. So when we talk about the gospel of the kingdom, we're not just talking about repenting and coming to Jesus alone. That's wonderful, but that's just the initial step. If we stop there, we will rob the church of standing in partnership with the Holy Spirit to fulfill the agenda of God. And so you must understand that The gospel does not just seek to transform your spirit. Are you listening to me? To deliver you from hell and eternal judgment. No. After that, then Romans chapter 12 verse 1 says, I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God. He says, which is your reasonable act of worship. Verse 2 says, and do not be conformed to this aeon, this world, this age, the thinking pattern that is found in cosmos. Do not be conformed. He said, but be transformed, be metamorphosed. How? By the renewal of your mind. And 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9 calls that the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Are you following me now? So the gospel is supposed to affect your spirit, your soul, and your body. There's supposed to be an alignment and an understanding. For many people, our concept of Christianity and the gospel is that we come to a point where we become men of God. So the day you get born again, your vision, your goal, your pursuit is to get so big that your pastor just calls you and says, okay, now I see that you are a threat to me in this ministry, so go and open a branch and have a nice day. And for us, that's what we call kingdom advancement. It's important that the body of Christ comes into an understanding of the system that Jesus left with us. Are you following me now? For if we do not come into that understanding, we will keep doing what we have been doing, and the world will never recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. The average Christian does not understand what there is more to our Christianity. So when you get born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, we are so idle, we don't know what to do. So someone just turns and looks at a beautiful lady and says, well, let's get married, at least let's keep the journey going. Somebody else says, okay, let's get prosperity. Somebody else says, let's open a church, or let's open an outreach, or an orphanage, ladies, orphanage, or let's open something else. But I need you to understand that the kingdom is not haphazard. Are you listening to me? God is not scratching his head thinking, okay, so what next will we do? No, the kingdom of God is a structure that has been put in order. Are you realizing this? And so we must come to the understanding of the structure of the kingdom and how we are to function in it. And only when, let me tell you something, what you are seeing right now is a revival that is in place. Are you listening to me? Because many believers have taught that Christianity has nothing to do with business, politics, media, and all of this. And so we just feel that all there is to Christianity is come to church, sing, join choir. So when we talk of serving the Lord, what preachers have taught people is serving in my church. That's what they call serving the Lord. Are you following me now? So they have put a church and ministry mindset in people. And so they believe they are serving God when they are serving in church. And we frown at them when they say they have left our church or they have left something. We just feel you are wasting, you are not serving the kingdom. We must grow the body of Christ out of a church and a ministry mentality to begin to think of the entire span of the kingdom of our Father. So that our success and accomplishment is not how ENI is doing well, it's how the body of Christ universal is faring. Are you following me now? And so it says, go into cosmos and preach the gospel. Put in them both the people and the systems a mindset and an ideology that brings everybody to the obedience of Christ, where they realize that Christ is king, where his values becomes the value of that system. Are you listening to me? Many people complicate the message of the gospel. If Jesus intended for everyone to obey the gospel, then it had to be simple enough. I don't need a concordance to understand the gospel. I may stretch to understand God, but how does the person in the village ever come into alignment with kingdom realities? The gospel is simple. It's an ideology. It's a set of values. Every time you are employed in a company, the first thing they do is an orientation. Even if you entered with first class, is that correct? And they attempt to put in you the modus operandi and the value of that company. And they tell you, we don't come late. You come late twice, you collect your last salary outside the gate and don't come here again. Are you following me now? and they tell you when you are here, you dress in a certain manner. You smile at your clients whether you are tired or hungry. This is the modus operandi. Are you following me now? The degree to which you align yourself with the values of that company is how much you will be promoted and lifted. Are you following me now? Now, we understand this in the educational and the secular world, but not in Christianity. The average Christian is envisioning when he will become a pastor and have a flock of 1 million people. And all we end up doing is just receiving and prophesying to people with no knowledge whatsoever of the program and the agenda of God. And so we keep having beggars lining up day and night without growth. And every time you see anybody doing anything, the day you see him writing a rap, you just look at him and say, you are rapping as a Christian. And now the person is confused, standing in the middle of nowhere. Every time I sit, I sense an inspiration. And then you run to the man of God and say, what is this inspiration for? He says, demonic, kill it now. Go and carry your Bible. And what we have ended up doing is growing a crippled church that do not understand the program and the agenda of God. We speak in tongues, but we do not know to what end we are praying in tongues. We cry and we preach about prosperity and kingdom wealth, and many people have become an embarrassment for the kingdom because they do not even know the purpose of prosperity. We preach about marriage and relationship, to what end? If we are to be relevant in this generation, and if we are to fulfill the agenda of the Father, then it's paramount that we understand that we are living in a system. Say after me, a system. So you see that you really are not I don't care how many times you come for altar call. Listen, let me correct something right now. I don't care how many times you come out for altar call. You truly are not a Christian if you have not imbibed the value system of the kingdom to the point that Jesus can be Lord of your life. Can I tell you something? There are two conditions to go to heaven. Write it. One is that Jesus is Savior of your life. Let me tell you what it means to be Savior. To be Savior means that you have accepted the finished work of Christ on the cross. Are you listening to me? That you believe that he died for you and you died in him. Are you listening to me? But that's not enough. Look up. It's not enough for Jesus to just be Savior. He must be Lord of your life. Can I tell you something? Jesus being Lord of your life is not by faith. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and will not do? Your doing is what validates that he is Lord. So when you say Jesus is Savior, he says, yes, that's true. When you say Lord, you are Lord, he says, I'm watching. Prove to me that I am Lord by showing me how much you value me. How much of my life is priority to you. Are you following me now? There are many believers that do not have a priority. If the things of the spirit are still a burden to you, Jesus is not yet Lord. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? This is very important. We have a generation of people who know Jesus as Savior, and so we can do anything. Bribe in the name of Jesus. No fear of the Lord. Go. That's the command. Into cosmos. And let me tell you something. A true apostolic ministry, I've said it. A true apostolic ministry does not just seek to transform people. Are you listening to me? You change people and influence systems. This is the part of the church that the church has been so uninterested. We do not think about the people beyond the church boundaries. And so we have many superstars in church, and the world does not even recognize our impact. Until we begin to step out and legislate as ambassadors of the kingdom, then we are not going to be able to affect our world. Say amen. Amen. And there's no point talking about great grace and glory if we do not understand our mission in the kingdom. So cosmos talks of what? What is cosmos? Talks of the social system. Say after me, the social system. Now, I need you to understand that there is a tragedy on earth. Believers, wake up. There is a tragedy on earth. What is a tragedy? There is a system. That's what we call the world system. That's what we call Babylon. It started when Cain built a city out of rebellion. The Bible says Cain departed from the presence of God, and there he built a city, naming it after his son Enoch. And from that city, activities were carried out without the supervision of the Spirit. Christ was no longer king over that building. I follow me? And everywhere God begins to build Zion, Satan also begins to build his city. There is always a conflict of the city of our God, the Zion of our God, and the world system. The same thing happened in Genesis 11. Nimrod wanting to build Babel. Can I tell you something? The world is attempting to rebuild the Tower of Babel again. And can I tell you who the workers are? Guess. Guess who the workers are? Many of us. We are actively helping to build Babel. He said, go to come and let us build a city whose top will reach the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. And there is a spiritual rebuilding of the Tower of Babel. And the church does not understand, because we have not trained people to understand the kingdom as a system. We only see it as a religion that has to do with members coming to receive from pastors, and then that's all. But God is helping us and building us and equipping us to understand his system and how to rule and reign in this life. There's no point talking about anointing and power and miracles and all of these things if we do not understand the system. Hallelujah. Do you realize that every day your mind is being influenced by something? Are you listening to me? Every day, 5 minutes on air, someone will influence millions of people immediately. I was having a haircut and they were playing a very rubbish song, and I saw one small boy. He just stepped down from the chair and this boy was just dancing. He was dancing and singing the song. And do you know this boy? There was no time when this boy sat down to cram that song. Do you realize that the things we know, we almost don't take our time to learn it? Because in our environment are things that have been orchestrated to shape our minds and our ideologies. Are you following me now? And many believers do not realize that these are mind control systems. They control the way we behave to one another. There are a few people empowered by Satan who represent the government of darkness. And according to the leadership of Satan, these people have mastered the art of creating gadgets, creating everything that shapes the mind and the thinking pattern of people. Are you following me now? Someone sat down and developed the whole BlackBerry thing. Right now, people will hit their head on the wall trying to ping one another. You're just pinging, and you hit yourself and say, oh. Right now, you see people moving. Now, I'm not saying these things are bad. Are you following me now? I'm not saying they are bad. I'm just telling you what is happening in the world. You see somebody looks like a robot with wires all over his body. This is for earphone. This is for answering calls. This is for picking this. And wires all over. And there's a spare one in case that one. And pocket full of batteries. And we're moving. The system is shaping us. Shaping us to become what we are not aware of. Are you listening to me? The system defines what we know, defines our dress culture. The system defines our vocabulary. When they need the whole world to begin to speak a particular language, all that they do is to find those who are influential. Why don't they invite you to advertise products? Do you know why? It's not because you are not fine. They need more than beauty. They need what we call influence. Say after me, influence. And so, what does Beckham have to do with Indomie or something? And you see they carry Indomie and they draw football on it. For how does that affect your eating Indomie? Listen. This is very important. I need you to understand. Our text says, go into all the world. Are you following me now? And every time they want to ask, call children outside and tell them, who is your role model? They will never mention one believer. Hallelujah. It's amazing how you can exert enormous influence upon people. And when we talk about the concept of kingdom influence in the church, many people frown. We call it carnality. Yet day and night, do you realize that the influence of the world is so strong? Right now, in many ministries, they vote for the sermons that they preach on Sunday. So the pastor displays different sermons on their websites. And then every member, without discernment, without everything, just logs in. And if for any reason, right now, we do not understand the concept of price and process. These are not languages that are friendly. We have seeker friendly people, friendly ministries. Once there's no AC, people get angry. You know why? You didn't learn it. Because you see, the thing is, how many times do they give us light in Nigeria for us to learn these things? And so they began to, on your phone, it doesn't die easily. And so all kinds of things, there is a shaping. And if we do not realize it, we will become what we are not aware of. One day you wake up to find out that your son is not what you gave birth to again. Hallelujah. I wonder what the slang will now be after 5 years. Do you realize that the worldly songs that are written right now, they are so spiritual, they make no sense to you when you listen to them physically. They use words that are not even in the lingua franca again, in your English language. Hallelujah. They write songs you don't understand because they know that you love them. They encapsulate those songs with melodies that are from the realm of the spirit, so that your spirit is drawn to them and you keep confessing those words. We do not realize that these are mind control systems. Are you following me tonight? Many parents are influenced. So right now, there are certain parameters that must be in place if a man is 50 years old, otherwise he will not fit into his environment. And so we see our father suffering for nothing. This guy is trying to build the third house. Everybody is dying in the house and he's strangling everybody because there is a system that has controlled his mind. It used to be for young people, but right now it's everybody. Are you listening to me? Mind control system. There is a particular slang and language that if you cannot use in another community, you do not belong. So many of us force ourselves, we browse day and night through our phone to learn the current lingua franca, and we call it acclimatizing ourselves to Babylon. Do you see how we are helping ourselves to rebuild the Tower of Babel, that rebellious city? So the gospel is not just preaching to get men born again. Are you listening to me? The gospel is a mindset, a value system that separates you from the world system and brings you to a point where from your life and your activity you demonstrate the lordship of Jesus Christ. Mazi Prosper is here. There's an entertainment industry. You can ask him and he'll tell you when he started, how many churches insulted you, how many churches called you an unserious person. Can I tell you something? Our concept of ministry must change. Our concept of ministry has been a man of God wearing suit, and then you come and sit down, and then a lady gives you water, and someone will be admiring me here and say, hey God, oh, this guy is enjoying. You see, that's our concept of ministry. That's our concept of ministry. And so all our goal and our prayer, when we pray in tongues, that's the picture we see. And then the moment you get little honor, you call one lady and say, have you not seen what they are doing? That's why we seek to give an orientation that this is not the definition of success. Are you listening to me? The Bible says that the fivefold will train the body, that they will do the work of the ministry. So when Jesus says, go into all the world, where did he say? Systems. The education as a system. Banking and finance as a system. Are you listening to me? Music, art and culture. Because there are so many people that sense that the Lord is calling them into the fashions ministry. And the moment they come, we men of God stand with our lack of ignorance and lack of understanding and alignment to kingdom things, and we just kill them. Like Eli, when they are hearing the voice, when God is calling Samuel, we will tell Samuel to go back and sleep. Hallelujah. Forbes 100 richest people, none of them, as I know, is a Christian who publicly acknowledges the Lordship of God. How do you like that? Now, don't say it doesn't matter, because they are affecting our economy and they will cripple us to a point that we must abide by their terms. Do you realize that there are many companies that we seek to work in, we do not know the values of these companies? We are suffering and trying to work for them, and as we are working for them, guess what they are doing with your money? Guess. They are funding all kinds of things, from terrorism to prostitution to doing. There are so many companies in this country that are the forefront of women trafficking and all kinds of things. And all we are thinking about, because we will not give ear to understanding God's economic system and coming to a place of kingdom influence, all we are concerned is to get your 80,000 a month. And every time a voice rises to talk, Satan begins to wire the minds of the people to think all we're talking about is just prosperity and goodness and me and my wife and children. No. Are you following me tonight? Is God doing something to your mindset? If we don't take charge, a time, do you realize that in this country right now, and the ambassador came over and he was just talking to me. Do you realize that Glo and all of these companies, if you want to do an advert or you want to work with them, the moment you mention Jesus, you are out. True or false? Come on, answer me, true or false? Most of the television programs that are held now, there are lots of people who have written songs and have dramas and plays and things that will glorify Jesus Christ. But the moment you bring it, what happens? People just kill it. They tell you, at most, just say divine. Divine is okay. At least everybody knows it's not of this realm. And now, a lot of people are saying it doesn't matter. And while you're sitting down, God is raising in you to be a media mogul. You see yourself in dreams owning TV stations. And the moment you want to move, people tell you, just calm down. It's okay to marry a pastor, 20 members, and move on. What do we think was, what was God's idea when Jesus came and died? What was in his mind? Many of us will get to heaven, and I pray it doesn't happen, but that we get to heaven and see how much we contributed in the advancement of Satan's kingdom. Are you following me now? And then when believers open universities, we have a lot of Christians who are talking and speaking nonsense and saying, ah, these men of God, they are establishing universities for their personal gains. Are you not seeing what is happening in our university systems? Where students are not even interested in reading again. Everybody just wants to go. Just go. Sleep with the lecturer. Go. Get out. Get out of the university. When a student comes in, as he's holding his admission letter, he's already imagining himself at the convocation square. How you get there is none of your business. I just want to get out. Someone who has not held his first lecture is already crying and saying, I want, because they understand that this is a pattern that has been put in the system to define success. And so they just want to pass through it. And they will do anything to get to it. And there are many believers who are preaching, we are jumping right here, while unbelievers are designing curriculums. Do you realize that there are very few believers that are writing books? The textbooks that we use in our classes that educate us for 6 years, you sit down under a mindset that has no honor for the kingdom. And at the end of it, you receive your certificate, but you are 60% Babylon and 40% Zion. And it's with that mindset you step in. That mindset will choke the faith that you have, such that when you come out, what you used to esteem as faith becomes foolishness. The moment you step out, there are certain things we honor, and we, I mean, when someone starts working, we are under pressure.
So much pressure. The moment you start working, you earn 200,000. People start telling you, please, will you get a car? Buy a car. Your parents begin to mount pressure on you. They say, what is left? You are working. Don't bring shame to us. It's a system. Are you listening to me? And we are that generation that will begin to question the things that have been the status quo. Are you listening to me? I am provoking you to begin to question the things that have informed your mind. Because there are many of us who are falling down the ditch. We inherited something from a true leader provokes you to begin to consider the foundation of the things that have informed your value system. Because at the rate at which we are going, Jesus Christ is being strangled in every strata. They want to strangle him until he comes out. Let me tell you how they are doing it. Look up. Right now, the world is promoting associations and things that bring men to a neutral ground. Are you listening to me? That's why football is being promoted. In football, nobody fights. Not on account of religion, not anything. Are you following me now? Right now, when a child has a right to leave his parents and even disown them in America. I hope you know that. And we're embracing it nicely. Another thing is what we call the credit system in our economy. What a foolish and ungodly economic system. Let me tell you what the credit system is. Buy everything on credit. Look fine on credit. Buy a big house on credit. And live. That's really what we call generational curses. Because right now, there are many flamboyant people that we admire. And many Nigerians are walking, lying, claiming they marry. You bring your sister and say you are my wife. Oh, let's get this green visa. Say you are my wife. You go out if you say you are not this. And we drive people and we name all kinds of things. One man married to 50 people because he wants to get visa. And we are running to America. Do you know the disaster that is happening in America? America is the country with the most debt in the world. Has about $170 trillion. They are leaving it for their children. The foolish children who don't go to schools again, they are not doing anything. The average child gets up and the next thing he knows is computer game. In that computer game, there is shooting. And right now they do it 3D so that the child will be exposed to blood and violence. And while the child sits down, the next thing he looks at his younger brother and his mind has been controlled. He flies from the younger brother and punches him. When blood comes out, he laughs. Because that's what has been trained in our children as a definition of a macho man. Welcome, believers. We are entering a truly new age. And can I tell you something? If we do not, I hope you know, our parents will die or leave us. When this mindset matures, it will be your turn. You will be a glad father of 3 or 5 or 10 children as you wish. But let me tell you something. There is a real system. And it's important that we train our minds. Otherwise, there is disaster on the way to happen. Hallelujah. An average child grows and you see the child, ask children, what toy do you want me to buy for you? What's the first thing they'll say? Who taught them? Who taught them? And right now they've made it in such a way that when you shoot, at least something comes out and the child gets happy. He comes to look at you and just pours water on your face and is laughing. He's envisioning the day you hold the real one. At 13 years, there is a gang prepared by Babylon that this child steps into. Do you realize the disaster that is happening? Believers, wake up. This is not about E&I. This is about a matter of urgency. This is what is in the heart of the Father. There is a need, not only, and those who have even thought about the kingdom, all we teach is overcoming. That means run away. Do you know where are you going to run to? The Bible says we are in the world. Jesus prayed a prayer for you. If you do not know, let me tell you the prayer Jesus prayed for you. He said, Father, I pray that you don't bring them out of that system. Preserve them. You are not going anywhere. Jesus has prayed for you already. And the Father has answered it. It's in John 17. It's a prayer that had been answered before you were born. You're not, so running away in a sense of fleeing. Are you going to stop watching TV? There are almost no decent films for you to entertain yourself with right now. Cartoons that used to be very enlightening. Right now, cartoons are demonic. You initiate your child looks at you, wakes up, you are sleeping and you wake up and you see your child holding a shoe and wants to hit your head. He's trying to, children are not good listeners, but they are good imitators. And so those graphic images have been so much. A child at age 2 or 3 or 4 sits down on a laptop and all the pornographic sites have been paid for, they are free. And you want to download a message and they tell you for $25, you know that's a Christian website. Am I challenging you?
Yes, sir.
Many believers do not know this. Can I tell you, Satan has crippled our minds so that we do not understand the kingdom, or we are not interested in it. Whether you are interested in it or not, I bring you good news. It's coming. There is a rebuilding of the Tower of Babel. And if saviors do not rise out of Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, there will be catastrophe in the years that are coming. The Antichrist is not just a person. The Antichrist is a system. There is a figure who will head that system, but there is a system and is at work right now. Hallelujah. You want to market granite oil, you are putting a lady who is half naked. The granite oil is a lady. Now, for heaven's sake, how does granite? Right now, you want to work in the bank. You are not pretty, you are not getting a job. I hope you know that. Graduate with first class, keep your first class. Once you're not pretty and you're looking nice, they look at you, they don't hide it, they examine you. Are you going to bring profit to the bank or not? I've had the privilege to talk to a few bankers, and some of the people you smile at as marketers are trading their eternal destiny for 85,000 naira. There is shame on the church and we must arise. We are here boasting of our cars, boasting of many branches we are opening, and we are not making any effect because we are not going into the world. And so we are talking about a takeover generation. This is why we need the anointing. If we are talking of a year of great grace and glory, we must not just run away from the system, because the system will come and meet us. The Bible says a time will come when men will tell the mountain, fall on us, and the mountain will say, I'm not falling anything. So how many of us are interested in what I'm sharing this night? If you are not interested, just pray to die quickly. But if you are going to live in this Nigeria, it's happening faster. How about having someone who will receive the spirit of Bezalel and design a computer that the logo is the cross? How about somebody designing an operating system that when you switch it on, it says, for God so loved the world, everybody must buy it. It's configured in the software. You can't change it. Aren't you realizing the things that are happening? And our concept of Christianity is ba 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 ba. And a few superstars touch a few people, we fall down and the world is laughing. When the owner of MTV was asked a question, I'm provoking you, he said, we hear that you influence the mind of children from age 7 to 15. He laughed. He said, we don't influence them, we own them. Let me tell you the implication. I know you are 30 years old, but the problem is this. By the time those children are growing, and God is speaking to you and saying a school, and you are saying no, a church. That's my concept of ministry. God is saying a school that you offer additional. One of the visions of ENI, we look forward to times when we will have a primary school, we'll have schools, and part of the programs we introduce to the curriculum, we'll introduce a program called Koinonia and Spiritual Growth. Every child must offer it. That you teach your child, you hold 10,000 and give him 1,000 and say, son, every time you get money according to the economy of heaven, you tithe. Watch me do it as a father. And you say, put your own, and the child does it. Do you realize that there is need to invade the minds? If you forget about invading the minds of the people, you have not changed them. I don't care how many times they fall and stand up. You must invade their minds. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. This is what we call the new revival. The revival is not going to happen like many people think. There are many men of God who will be shocked at the revival that is coming, Because let me tell you who are the revivalists. The revivalists will no longer be those who are boasting and making themselves God on stage, that you must come and answer to them to get the counsel of the Spirit. Sorry for them. God is navigating another path. He is raising men who he will equip by the Spirit. You see, our concept of preaching is going to change. That you are, God will send you to the system. Mazi is here. He has entered certain places. Are you following me now? And everywhere as he's preaching, he is where he is today on account of the kingdom. If we were only to compromise, many television channels will carry him, pick him and use him. But on account of the kingdom, he has made up his mind that he will live by the value of the kingdom. Do you realize that if an influential man says God bless you, that's enough to bring more salvations than one evangelistic meeting? Imagine Michael Jackson just saying, I love God. Not even the Lord, not even Jesus, just I love God. So God wants to give you a company that before you start, you gather everybody and say, let's lift up our voice and bless the one who made it possible for us today. It is your company. Whoever is not interested can find one. When he goes out and darkness covers the earth, he will come back. And God, this is the real revival. Saviors shall come out of Zion, and they shall judge the mount of Esau. Are you prepared for the things that God is doing? This is a time where you sense a prophetic call upon your life. You know that you are walking strongly in the prophetic, but every time you look at the boutique and you think of suit, God will say, no way, I'm sending you to the Navy. And you say, Lord, Navy with the prophetic grace. God said, that's none of your business. The mission is follow me. Just go. And then we'll need more people, more prophets and apostles in the police, so that when there are terrorists hiding, by prophetic insight, you get up and call them. Listen, listen. This is God's strategy for invading the world system. There are some messages that are attacked strongly by the forces of darkness. God is raising many of us. Let me tell you something. The way I'm dressed like this, there are certain circles in this world that will not receive me. They'll say, just go out. And so God will say, all right, no problem. Gentlemen, come. And God gives you an understanding and gives you a value system. You see, that's why all this quarrel that we are doing and shouting in church and trivializing a lot of things is because we do not understand the agenda of God. And so God causes you to be a millionaire. Hallelujah. And when God causes you to be a millionaire, what happens? Because it's part of the life of the poor to beg. When they come without invitation, you have people and you begin to teach them the things of God. Cecilia Ibru, during her Thanksgiving, had a number of unbelievers coming. They didn't come because they love God. They came because they need her. Can you make yourself so competent that the world must need you? And then you can give them your terms. Hallelujah. When you're walking somewhere, you suffer in school, you study for years with all the strike, the moment you graduate and they are giving jobs, they just call and the manager says he wants to see you privately, and he says, sir, I fear the Lord. He says, so what are you doing in my office? Go to church. And he says, sir, I'm serious, I fear the Lord, but because we are desperate, I see a mystery. Servants are on horses while sons, princes, walk afoot. And the man says, if you're interested in your job, this is the part of the story we don't say when we're giving Thanksgiving testimony in church. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh has done me well. And then everybody dances, praise the Lord. I graduated with third class and without interview, I got a job. Calm down. Tell us the whole story. What happened? If it's the favor of God, let's know it's the favor of God. I can tell you there are many people who have compromised the values of the kingdom. And we men of God cannot speak because they are bringing tithe to us. So if you speak, they will stop bringing the tithe. No more suit. because we have trained ourselves to depend on the sheep that we have been called to save for our prosperity, and would not run to him. I would lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. Conquering cosmos. There is a system that is antichrist, and so everyone must come to a point where Jesus is Lord of your life, and that everywhere you are, he is. Because you have one passion, you have one mission, you have one goal. There are many of us right now who can start different pages on Facebook that glorify Jesus Christ. I remember one time a gentleman sent one very nasty message on Facebook, and I saw a Jimmy researching scriptures. When I saw him lining two or three Bibles, I knew that gentleman was in trouble. Ejimi got the verses and went on Facebook and addressed that gentleman. How many times have people sent their thoughts, and then you're on Facebook and you see someone write something against your God, and you just, well, when you're in Rome, behave like the Romans do. This passive non-offense Christianity will not advance the kingdom. Are you listening to me? When you write a song, they edit it and they say, if they must take you to Big Brother Nigeria, remove this, remove that, remove this. Don't you have values? Say after me, I have a value system. Everybody say it inside and outside. I have a value system. We are not a bunch of hopeless people waiting for the world to give us values. Are you listening to me? We have values. We have a goal, that Jesus be enthroned. Be honest with me. Look up. Maybe, okay, our minds have been changed here. How many of our parents go to work because they are seeking an opportunity to let the kingdom of God come in that company? How many? When did you ever see your father and your mother get up and say, as I step into this office, Lord, salary or no salary, let your kingdom come. You will never do that when you are poor and broke. Are you listening to me? We need men and women who love God more than money. Let me tell you something. For as long as the church is not empowered enough, the world will keep baiting us with offers we cannot resist. They will bait you, and they will make you to bow to Baal, and you will bow before you know it, because the vicissitudes of life will strangle you. You suddenly wake up and see three children saying, daddy, and you say, where did you come from? They say, you are daddy. When did all this happen? Suddenly you realize that it was faster than you ever thought. A time will come when they will attempt to strangle. Have you not heard that nations will rise against nations, and kingdoms, systems? There will be a real clash. And God is preparing you. And I hope you realize that Satan will not cross his legs when he sees you being committed with the wealth of the kingdom to silence the activity of Babylon. I look forward to certain people who will become real kingdom financiers, that you are so blessed. The next thing is, the moment you hear that there is one who is singing unto the glory of God, you come and say, we're giving you a record label, you are producing, we are giving you the best sound quality, and we have access to all the marketers. Every radio station in this country must hear that he is Lord. How many of us are that empowered? When we start doing a 5 minutes talk show on NTA, we celebrate it and we dance and we jump. The remaining 23 hours, how many minutes? Someone comes up and speaks nonsense, you change channels, you don't have any other channel to change, so you listen. And while you are not around, you are busy looking for money, working till night. Your child is there, gullible, absorbing everything they are giving. And then when you come back, say, boy, what did you learn? Guess what? It's not a memory verse he will recite to you. We need to, true leaders think of posterity. Many of us say, I'm too young. Do you realize, while you are saying, oh God, when will my wedding come? God is saying, when will the change come? Are you ready to change the generation you want to raise? Otherwise, we will raise another casualty. God had to intercept in our generation, otherwise we would have become like our parents. Hallelujah. We'll soon pray. But I'm redefining the concept of ministry and the kingdom. How that we need to arise and conquer cosmos. Oh no, me, I'll just calm down quietly. I don't want to become an international figure. I don't want pride. Take the world, give me Jesus. Really? By the grace of God, we are involved in paying the school fees of many people and taking care of the welfare of many people. There are a number of people in this place who have been disowned by their families on account of declaring the Lordship of Jesus Christ over their lives. And we have a bunch of believers who pray in tongues, share the grace, and leave those people. What happens to them? When they backslide and go into the world, we are the first to open our mouths and say, you see them, they are not firm in their faith. What do we think governs these people? When people are hungry and there's no food, the lady is crying and somebody is telling her, only bow to Baal. You are suffering too much. And when they come to us and say, sorry, I need food to eat, what happens? We just say, sorry, I wish I have something to help you with. There's not much, but I pray that the Lord who sent me will bless you. I release upon you an anointing for favor. And then the lady gets up, and while she's trekking from Koinonia to go to her house, someone intercepts and she's tired. And the person says, I was wondering if you would want a ride. I say, well, it's just a ride. Don't you realize that Satan tempts you at the point of your desperation? Church, if we do not rise up, Satan will leave us preaching on pulpit and be destroying everybody. A time will come when demons will sit down in churches, mega churches, and demons will be the members, and the ministers are busy working for God. They are out of alignment with his program and his system. We are working, building branches, and Satan says, please keep working, distract them. And many people are coming because all that we focus on is membership. Oh, we are just trying. Make sure they are happy. Give them fun. Make sure they are working well. If anybody complains of headache, run with first aid. Miracle. No, just make it happen. Let them be warm and comfortable. And while that is happening, Satan is invading our system. You buy buns, before you eat it, you see a writing that you must read. You look at it and Satan has been honored. How many of you make buns and make puff puff? Every time you think of putting something, and say something like, in Christ, donuts. It doesn't sound fashionable, isn't it? That's the problem. That's exactly what I've tried to communicate. Our mindsets have been worked upon. But if I call it X Omega donut, how about that? What does that mean to you? With respect to the kingdom. This is deliverance. This is a deliverance service this night. This is a deliverance service where the Lord is helping us. Are you listening to me? The greatest deliverance is that you align yourself with kingdom reality. I hope as we are laughing, we are getting something. Go ye into all the systems. Did he say run away? Go ye. Go ye into the media, Aaron. And when someone comes to plan events, while you talk to the person, you say, I was wondering, tell me your perception about life and the things of the kingdom. And then you get to talk with the person. I look forward to times when we are about to make a speech. And then we speak and say, now unto the King. The whole world is listening to you, millions of people. Unto the King eternal. They don't like what you are saying, but your competence will make room for you. And while you are reading the speech, people are suddenly getting healed. Cancers are disappearing. It's not an anointed service, but the kingdom is there. And since the kingdom is there, all the attributes of the kingdom must show forth. And the moment you are speaking, the prince of Dubai or somebody comes to meet you, and you look at him and tell him, you've been having a challenge in your family. What's the problem? And he says, how did you know? Say, okay, I'm inviting you over for lunch. and you have the money to pay for his lunch. Then you invite him over for lunch, and while you speak to him, he gives you an opportunity to run a crusade. See, friends,
do you love God? You must embrace his system.
This is the paradigm that I seek to bring for us tonight. If this is your mindset, then God will give you the anointing. If this is your mindset, then you will have the charisma and the influence. Do not reject the influence of the kingdom. Realize that God is bigger than ENI. Say after me, God is bigger than ENI. Say, God is bigger than Koinonia. God is even bigger than you.
Your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns above all. Above all, Lord, your kingdom reigns. Your kingdom reigns above all. Above all. Above all.
Hallelujah. I never knew that I would be an entrepreneur outside of being a minister. And God shifted my mindset when he made me know that if he makes you an entrepreneur, it's also ministry. Are you realizing? There are people who I have access today, not because I'm a preacher, but on account of offering products and services that they need, that they cannot provide. How many of you have songs that are locked up in your spirit that the nations need to hear? How many of you have visions? How many drama ministries are quietly lying down here that have been kicked out from churches? How many of you have voices that have not been received or embraced? No one will want to sponsor you. How many kingdom financiers are hearing the cry of the spirit? How many people are sensing a call to go into the military and we are preaching them out of it? How many people are sensing a call to be politicians? It's not like they want money. Something in there is a restlessness. It's an alignment of destiny. I bring you a message. There is a mandate upon us. Go ye into cosmos. Let there be media giants who will arise, who will not only snap for Koinonia, but one day will stand and snap in AIT. Moguls who will be voices. I look forward to times when they will interview you, when UN will call you, when UNESCO will call you. UNESCO will call the White Dolphin Foundation and say, what solution? That's when your anointing will get into work. Your prophetic grace, your apostolic grace is useless when you cannot permeate the system. It's useless. I look forward to times when you will have, why are we leaving the Sheratons? Why are we leaving the Le Meridians and all of these things? These are not people that are godly. I look forward to times when you will have a hotel, and in your hotel there's a rule, no prostitutes. You bring any prostitutes, we kick you out of the hotel. Whether or not you believe it, let me tell you, the excellence in your hotel will force people to say, no problem, let's just come. And when they come, the only programs they can watch is CNN, TBN, your channel, your own channel, where Jesus alone will be glorified. I'm sharing with you a piece of my passion. This is what I see. My ultimate goal is not to stand on the pulpit and preach. My ultimate goal is to be on the frontier of prophecy, to use the apostolic grace he has given me to invade the system. Every one of us has a defined system. Arise, generals, go ye into that system and begin to be agents of national transformation. Do the masters, do the PhD if it will take you. Go into the system, gain the access and enter that system and introduce the value system. Make the universities, build them, build the secondary schools, build the primary schools, build the libraries. Go ahead and train yourself. Get a master's in cinematography. Get whatever you get. Buy or open a studio. Name it Rafa Studios. He reigns. Until we are ready to invade the system this way, then forget about what we call Christianity. This puts you in a sense of responsibility. Are you following me now? So when Satan brings sickness, you see why God will want to heal you, because he knows that you have purposed your mind to be relevant. You didn't learn how to cook. You think God gave it to you so that your husband will appreciate you? Is he the only person on earth? There is a mandate bigger than your husband, that your restaurant becomes the best in Zaria, that your excellence is compelling. Many of you have come today because of the prayers and because of the excellence. Now that you are here, you can hear this. Can you receive the anointing and take this back to the system? Many of you need to go back. When you're on break, your parents have primary school, they say, come and be the principal. You have graduated before service and you laugh and say, me, God forbid, I got first class. Are you out of your mind? Do you not realize that there is a goyi? The goyi is bigger than your personal desire. Your job was never supposed to finance your life. I've been criticized for years for misleading people. Let me tell you something. If all you have as your mindset is job, you will never prosper. Satan will keep dragging us. Go ye. The true spirit of evangelism is beyond a three-day crusade. The true spirit of evangelism is a takeover spirit. It's a true evangelistic and an apostolic spirit. You will not, many of us just stand, you just talking, wear your all kinds of things, stand near someone and be spitting saliva on him. Brother, this and that and that. I want to tell you there's a heaven. I want to tell you there's a hell. I want to tell you Jesus is Lord. You are talking with the person for 10 minutes. You don't know his name. The person is worried with a challenge. And he says, brother, do you know what has happened to me in this life? I need you to know that I have not eaten for 2 days. You say, well, I bring you a message that is greater than food. I need you to know that there's an eternity. But what are we saying? That's why we teach you about the principles of the kingdom. Not for us to buy Lincoln Navigator. And when I drop from it, they say, man, is this the president of ENI? A young man so rich like this? To what end is that? Let me tell you, I've been delivered. I have been thoroughly delivered by the Spirit of God. I understand what the mandate of the kingdom is. And when you are on your heels, God will bring the members. God is tired of sending members to ministries where we punish them. And all that we do, we create an extra room inside. And then Jamfa is the one inside, since he's a prophet. Then when I preach, I charge your spirit. And then you enter there. And then as you are entering, the first thing you encounter is the basket. According to your problems. Let me tell you something. There is a shift coming in our concept of church and ministry. There are many people who have turned the kings, those who are supposed to reign in life, and has made them animals. You come to church, you don't know anything about the ways of God. All you know is, let's go to church. They serve communion to what end you do not know. I shall not die but live, to what end I don't know. You are awakening the giant in you to go to where? We teach on prosperity with no vision. We teach on relationship with no vision. Valentine's Day is when? 14th. Many of us are warming up to be misled again for another 1 year until you understand that you are in. That's why I bless God. Like, I know there's an announcement we'll put here. There are visionary ministries that have programs that are a subset of the kingdom. This is not a movement. This is the message. The kingdom. We are going to pray. Conquering cosmos. I bring you a message tonight that in this season of great grace and glory, you have an assignment. If you open a church and only 5 members come for 1 year, close it and open a business where they come to buy something, start selling and preaching. When they come, you can go back. I'm tired of people who are not moving at the things of God. You sit down there, how many people come to beer parlors? Your church is near a beer parlor. You are seeing them coming and they are paying millions. You see 70 or 90 people who are queuing, finish drinking and go out now, and they are waiting, and you are there shouting, ringing bells up and down. Nobody's coming to your church. Why don't you act? It is how they come is not an issue. Attract them. There are many of you that don't believe in praying in tongues. You didn't even believe in Jesus Christ. The only thing you believe in good is good music. And when you heard that the worship team is good, you say, let me come and check out. There are many of you who, the reason why you came is you like a sense of, you just hear that there are people inside and Koinonia even has overflow. You say, really? Let's come and see. It doesn't matter what brought you. Welcome. That's the point. So we use every means given to attract you. And when you come, the sword of the spirit is already rotating around your head. And when it lands, it divides, it cuts the soul, the marrow, everything, and brings out the life in you. Friends, there is a burden upon you that only you have been set aside to achieve and to accomplish. I bring you a message. We are very serious people. Tomorrow we are going to be having a leader's workshop. We are not just thinking of how to advance ENI. No, this is just for the leaders in the house. Every ministry, every true ministry must have a vision. Our vision is not just salvation. There is something. We have an impute to the body. There is a unique impute that you must find that you give the body. If you do not have it, you don't have a ministry. Hallelujah. So it's time for you to arise. Every time we talk of arise, many of us, we just imagine ourselves going out from a well and sitting inside a jeep. Arise means wake up to your responsibility. The purpose of rights is for responsibility. You know your rights in Christ so that you can perform your kingdom responsibility. You sit down and your roommate is speaking vulgar languages. You talk, don't insult the person, but you talk to the person in love and tell the person, do you realize that your words have power? Don't just say, do you know God hates talking bad? You have not ministered to the person. I'm stirring up the real spirit of evangelism in us. This is the true spirit of evangelism. By God's grace, we'll be announcing some of our evangelical packages that we have. But right now, it's time for us to pray. And we're going to pray and ask the Lord to help us and grant us the grace, the influence, the power, the anointing, the understanding. For there is a rebuilding of the Tower of Babel. And the sons of Jacob must arise and judge the Mount of Esau. Rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet, inside and outside. Go ahead and pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit over this word that you have heard. Your generation will bless you. Le baba raso bragada balada bosh. Go ahead and pray. The entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding. Go ahead and pray. That's why you came. When we call you a champion, you really are a champion. Pray in the spirit. Savior shall arise out of Zion, and they shall judge the Mount of Esau. Go ye into cosmos, take over cosmos, take over the media, take over the pulpit, take over the universities. Take over with the mindset that he is king, he is Lord. This is the takeover generation. Arise, O generals. Go ye into cosmos. Go ye into the media. Go ye
into the business world. Go ye, set up the restaurants, offer products and services that will attract many. Go to the schools. The Lord is calling. The values of the kingdom, the Spirit of God is not in us just to do church. Go to the embassies. Go into the political scene. He is calling. There is an anointing in the military, in the navy, in the air force. Oh, there is an anointing. Save us. Shall arise out of Zion, and they shall judge the mount of Esau. The agenda is beyond money. It's beyond marriage. Come on, pray. You are not ordinary. There is an apostolic spirit upon you. Rise up, kingdom financiers, media giants, Facebook, Twitter, to go. The Lord is calling. Enthrone Christ. Music ministers, arise. Businessmen, arise. Scholars, doctors, professors, arise by the Spirit. Diplomats, hear the sound of the Spirit. I bring you an apostolic call that the systems of this world will come and align with the systems of our God. Rise to a point of influence. Develop yourself. Add value until the world cannot resist you. Come on, pray. Business apostles, business prophets, IT moguls, the next Zuckerbergs, the next Steve Jobs, rise up, IT giants, the next doctors, the next lawyers, the next presidents, the next governors, for the sake of His Majesty, rise up. The next family life coaches, time to arrive. Go ye into cosmos. Give them a mentality. Give them a mentality. Give them a mentality. The value of the kingdom, upholding His Majesty. Upholding His Majesty. I challenge you, arise. The seed of glory is in you, the seed of greatness. You may not look like it. Arise. We are the saviors. On one hand, we are praying in the spirit. On another hand, we are taking over cosmos. Pray the Spirit, generate energy. Hallelujah. I know I'm not ordinary. I know I'm not ordinary. The grace of God bringing me to a point of influence where I will declare to the nations that Jesus is Lord. God is giving ideas. God is restoring dreams. God is putting new passions. Let the dream come alive. There is a cause to live for. There is a cause to live for. Beyond your job, there is a cause to live for. The training is worth it. The building is worth it. You are the light. the definition of darkness is the world without you. Arise, take over generation. Go ye into cosmos. Take over channel O. Take over MTV. Take over the internet. Take over the internet. Open websites. Open blog pages. Enthrone him as Lord. Open schools, open libraries, institutions. My generation will hear the voice of the King, even in my life. My generation will hear the voice of His Majesty. Come on, pray. You are registering yourself for greatness by the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Listen. There are many books lying in this place to be written that will enthrone him as Christ. You may not start writing it now, but are you developing yourself in writing? God has told you are going to become a public figure. Although you may be in the bank now, have you let the banking job take away your mind from your focus? Hillsong titled their album "For This Cause." There is a cause. I tell you the truth, my mindset is not to be a preacher. My mindset is not to sit down and preach and carry a big tummy and cross my leg and have people just keep coming for deliverance cases. When I drop the mic here, I get to work. Every one of us here, when we drop the wheel, we are doing something for the kingdom. I challenge you, servants of God, there are books to write. There are websites to open. There are blog pages to open. The trouble is many of us want a ministry where you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords and you have many members come. So you want a secretary and a PA and all of that. There are many of us, you see, one of the mindsets, we're going to round up soon. One of the mindsets I trust that God will take out of our minds. How old is Zuckerberg? 27. 27 years old. Many of you are getting blessed from Facebook. We are streaming live to many people right now. Only God knows how many people are streaming this program. In a few weeks' time, we're going to start live telecasts to people from the internet. Listen. Listen to me. If those who discovered this thing sat down and said, I'm young. Our parents have called us young. Every time we bring ideas, they say, small boy, my friend, go and concentrate in your school. Are you going to allow people to kill the vision of the Spirit in you? There is nothing wrong with you writing something and taking it for people in NTA or all of these things. There is nothing wrong. Why don't you open a blog page that helps people to answer questions, spiritual questions about their lives? Must everybody know you are a ministry in that respect? Our concept of ministry must change radically. Not everybody is called into the fivefold, but everybody is called into ministry. Everybody. The condition to be in ministry is that you are in the kingdom. Hallelujah. There are songs that we need to write. There are songs that we need to receive. Look beyond ENI. Look beyond Koinonia. I will cheat you if all I'm looking for is to gather people who pay allegiance to me. I'm not a demon. I've been delivered by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God is above and beyond the personal agenda of any man. Our job is to raise, to train, to equip you, to make you leaders in your own spheres of influence. Are you listening to me? I leave you with a question tonight.
I want you to write it as bold as you can on your notepad. Will you fail God? That's a question I have. Write it as bold as you can and meditate on it. Will you fail God? Not will we, no. Will you as a person fail God? Will you fail God? If Zuckerberg did not launch Facebook, there are many souls that have been saved through Facebook. There are many people. There are some of you, can I tell you something? There are some of you who want God to use you for ministry. You can start from somewhere. Some of you can say, every week I will order 10 messages, 10 koinonia messages. That's my job. I will package it in a CD. You mustn't say Aaron International Power Gospel Center. No. You can say, I'll package it and I would take it to Giwa or take it to Zaria City and distribute. It may not be much. Nobody may know, but that's your own contribution. Do you realize that you're advancing the kingdom? So, the worship team, look at them. They have been standing with me for hours. Why are they standing? You know what motivates them? They are not just trying to bring a pride to Koinonia. It is the sacrifice for many of you to enjoy the atmosphere and receive. Is this kingdom of advancement? Of course it is. Are you listening to me? They are rehearsing every day in the week to be as competent. I mean, every time, Mondays, Fridays, I mean, Thursdays, and all of that. Are you listening to me? The members of the media, they are here moving around. You see, the concept is the kingdom. Once the kingdom is your priority, nobody will have to push you into doing some things again. You will seek an opportunity to show the Lord that you are relevant in His kingdom. Hallelujah. One last prayer point. You're going to hold the hands of your neighbor and we're going to pray as a family of faith. We're going to say, Lord, listen, although you are holding the hand of your neighbor, you're going to say, Lord, reveal my place in destiny to me. Are you listening to me? My place in destiny. I reveal my uniqueness. Where have you planted me to be relevant in your kingdom? I'm tired of escorting people from pillar to post. Lift up your voice and pray. Reveal my place in destiny. Go ahead and pray. Oh God, a revelation. You may be serving in Koinonia now, but your life is bigger. Grant me a revelation of my place in life and destiny. Go ahead and pray. Reko preseke pariadabash. Rendoso sopetekenosh. Reveal my place in destiny. I don't want to be busy here and there, doing nothing. Let my assignment occupy me. Let me prepare for it. Reveal my place in destiny. Your place is not church. Your place in the system, not in Koinonia. There is a role you have to play beyond church, in the system. In the system, you have a role to play. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I challenge you, please don't fail God. We must train ourselves to a point where your Christianity is not just on Sundays. It is an ideology. Are you listening to me? Don't forget what you have learned tonight, that the kingdom life is an ideology, is a mindset, is a value system. That's what I'm doing to you. It's a mindset, it's an alignment, so that you begin to think kingdom, the agenda of God. Can I tell you something? When you begin to think that
you become immortal until your assignment is completed. You know why? Because you have aligned yourself so much, God would rather a nation perish for your sake. And then your evangelism will be effective. Because when you get people born again, you follow them up. You don't follow them up by telling them in our church, this is what we do. That's not follow up. That's indoctrination. Follow up is to introduce them to the kingdom life and teach them the basic principles of the kingdom. I trust that God will cause us to be matured by the Spirit. Hallelujah. One of our activities this year is to engage everybody. Are you listening to me? I will put fire in your bones until you are meaningfully engaged. Either training yourself. There's no idleness this year. Are you listening to me? You are either training yourself or you are doing something for the kingdom. We have different activities. You are training yourself. So you are reading a book or you are writing something or you are resting or you are meditating. There's no idleness. You now begin to value your time. When God tells you you have 2 years to manifest and he tells you the things you must do within that 2 years, your enemy is the person who comes to distract you and waste your time. Are you listening to me? Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for teaching us, creating a responsibility in our hearts to invade the world system, creating an urgency in our hearts that there is a rebuilding of the Tower of Babel and that the sons of Jacob must arise and judge the Mount of Israel. Father, let the seed of the word of God that has been sown tonight prosper. Let it prosper in our hearts. Hallelujah. When you go back to your rooms, teach others. Are you listening to me? You mustn't call it a Bible study. When you go to your, teach others. Go back home and teach others. This is the year you engage yourself. Hallelujah. Very quickly, if you're worshiping with us for the first time tonight, I'd like you to leave your seat very quickly. Please leave your seat and come. We love you and we want to acknowledge your presence. Appreciate them as they come, inside and outside, first timers. Quickly, please appreciate them. They are coming, first timers, inside and outside. We love you. Keep clapping. They are coming. Thank you very much for coming. Appreciate every one of them. We love you. We value you. You are special. You mean a lot to us. Please just keep coming. Just keep coming. Touch us directly. There's space for you. Keep clapping inside and outside. Appreciate them. Great men and women of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for making out time to worship with us. I hope you were blessed. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you that the Lord will bless you and cause that his word will prosper.